Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maines. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Harris. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Firpo Marbury. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Firpo Marbury. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting second. The first baseman, Johnny Woodward. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Red Barnes. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Blondie Ryan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. And now, play ball. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Ryan. Rice moves to third. Heinie Maines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maines hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Woodward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Senators. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward hits a pop-up towards third. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 0. The Senators will come to bat. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Harris reaches second base with a double. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harris tags and moves to third. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer strikes out. Two outs. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harris scores. It's 2-0, Senators. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Barnes. Meyer reaches second base with a double. Marbury moves to third. Garland Braxton now pitching. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barnes. Rice reaches second base with a double. Marbury scores. Meyer scores. It's 4-0, Senators. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-1 in the game. Maynish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 5-0, Senators. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a line drive into left field. Here's the throw into the infield and Cecil commits an error. Cronin is thrown out. Cronin is thrown out after the base hit. Maynish goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Senators. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes takes first base on ball 4. Jolly moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Jolly moves to third. 2 outs. Blondy Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a fly ball into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0-for-1 in the game. Judge strikes out. 1 out. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a fly ball into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Garland Braxton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braxton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a pop-up towards third. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marbury hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Braxton fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Meyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Whatwood hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Barnes hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Manish hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0-for-2 in the game. Judge takes first base on ball 4. Cronin moves to second. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cronin. The throw from Krause and he is out, Ryan applying the tag. Judge moves to second. 2 outs. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Harris is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Appling reaches second base with a double. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Ryan hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-1 in the game. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. 2 outs. Garland Braxton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braxton is 0-for-1 in the game. Braxton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Marbury hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Whatwood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Jolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Barnes hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Meyer hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin hits a line drive into right field. Jolly picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jolly. Mainisch goes all the way around to score. Cronin moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Senators. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Judge takes first base on ball 4. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause fires over to third and throws the ball away. That's an error on Krause. Cronin scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Senators. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Judge moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hayes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 2 in the game. Ryan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 2 in the game. Krause hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Krause reaches second base with a double. Ryan goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1, Senators. Bruce Campbell pinch hits for Garland Braxton. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Krause scores. It's 8-2, Senators. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-3 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Whatwood reaches second base with a double. Campbell moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-5, Senators. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 8, and the White Sox 5. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Walsh now pitching. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-3 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marbury hits a pop-up towards first. Whatwood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Barnes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Brown now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barnes moves to third. Greg Mulevey pinch hits for Blondie Ryan. Greg Mulevey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulevey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown can't make a play. That's a base hit. Barnes scores. Appling moves to second. It's 8-6, Senators. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Buck Krause. Bump Hadley now pitching. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. Mulevey moves to third. It's 8-7, Senators. Benny Tate pinch hits for Ed Walsh. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it and throws to home to get Mulevey. Fothergill moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-4 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Fothergill trying to get to home. Rice throws the ball into Spencer who tags Fothergill who's trying to score from second. For the out. Tate moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer fires to second and picks off Tate for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 8, and the White Sox 7. The Senators will come to bat. Benny Tate now catching. Willie Calm now playing third base. Jim Moore now pitching. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Judge hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 8, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam West now playing center field. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Reynolds is called out on strikes. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Jolly hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Barnes takes first base on ball 4. Whatwood moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Whatwood moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Spencer to Cronin covering second. The throw back to home, and Whatwood is out at the plate. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.